Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Lovely to chat to you again.
Indeed.
Yes, I was listening to your conversation with Mary earlier, and I have to say that it's because that research has really only recently come out, and it's something an awful lot of us have suspected for a long time. I mean, all technology is great, not created equal. There's some wonderful technology out there, but Instagram in particular is one that is, I think it's difficult for an adult. I know I look at parents stuff on Instagram and I feel insecure when I look at it. That it's no wonder that our teens struggle with it.
And what's interesting is that this is Facebook's own research, like the owners of it have done their own research. It's not even an independent. You'd hate to see what an independent report would come up with.
I know, and I think they've been slightly sitting on this research for a little while, and probably a lot of people have suspected this. It's funny, and I mean, we really always have to keep coming back to the fact that, you know, not all technology is created equal. I mean, this is not everything. But in all honesty, PJ, when you look at something like that, I suppose it makes us realise as parents, we need to educate ourselves. You know, we need to understand what they're doing online. And I mean, you look at how long our children are spending online, even the little ones now. And it's funny, before this, back in about 2019, there was a study, now it's not Irish, it was UK study, Common Sense Media is the name of the people who produce this research. But they did this research into how long our children are spending online. Mm-hmm. And they found younger children were spending on average 5 hours a day on screens, with teenagers 7.5 hours. Now, PJ, they're in school Monday to Friday. How they are spending that long online, it's frightening.
Now, is that online, that's 7.5 hours or whatever, is that online doing school-related work? Is it online watching television, or is it online in and out of social media?
It includes everything. So it includes on social media, maybe texting on their phones, and it's everything. But it's a long time a day, PJ. Yeah, that is scary. One of the figures they come up with, which I find really shocking, I always mention this in my webinars, they found that for teenagers, if they looked at social media, phones and TV, teenagers, your average teen, consumes more than 10,000 messages a day via all those platforms. So it's a wonder it's influencing them. And those teenagers who are spending an awful lot of time on Instagram, I can see how that would cause depression and anxiety, because as Mary explained earlier perfectly, you know, they're looking at all these unrealistic images and feeling that they have to live up to them.
Yeah. In terms of the online world, you know, they're growing up with it. So yeah. What you'll always hear is the argument as well, you know, and this is anyone over 30, you're an old person, what would you know? That's our life, that's our world. I was born with a phone clapped to my hand. It's normal. Go away, you old person, you don't understand.
I know, and you know, there is a tiny bit of truth in that, PJ, in that their phones are very meaningful to them. And particularly as they get to the teenage years, I suppose we have to say that, accept that. But what I would say to parents is, first of all, educate yourself. You really know what your child is doing online. But I always say to parents, the younger you start, the better in coming up with rules and boundaries. Because by the time they're teenagers, I mean, their brain is functioning. They absolutely run from the emotional brain. They're not good at self-regulation. They're not good at thinking, oh, now this might be bad for me. I should turn off my phone now. So if we look at when they're younger, and really from when your child is getting a phone, sit and really think about, okay, what's important to me? What are my rules? Like, what are my non-negotiables, if you like? So maybe you might say, okay, It's really important to me we have an agreed time. They have to turn off the technology. And it might not be a phone, it might be an iPad, whatever. But they have to turn it off at a certain time of the evening. Maybe no phones at the dinner table. Maybe the family computer has to be in an open space, like no phones in their bedroom, if you like. So you kind of nearly, I say to parents, come up with your rules. But instead of then just demanding they blindly follow them, talk to them. Communication. I've said this to you before, PJ. Communication and connection in parenting is so important. So I really recommend families sit around the table and they have those conversations about the good stuff that's online. I mean, you look at maybe your child might be looking at YouTube tutorials, teaching himself guitar. I mean, that's brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, there's some really, really great stuff. They might be using stuff for school. I mean, I know with my own kids, they come in and they ask me something and I'm saying, well, Google it. I don't know the answer to that. You know, there's great
stuff. And that's where it becomes hard to hit the medium, isn't it, Mary? That's where it becomes very difficult to hit that medium. But then again, I guess it's our job as parents to work harder to understand where that medium is. In terms of giving devices to children, and the reason I'll bring this one up is at the moment, as you know, we're having a whole lot of rescheduled communions and confirmations. Is there an age before it which is just not acceptable to be handing a child, say, an iPhone?
Oh, and you know, this is a really difficult one, PJ. And I have to say one thing, different children slightly mature at different ages. What we say in psychology is, first of all, for under twos, and I'm not saying you'd give them a phone, obviously, but we should aim for no screen time for under twos. There's research showing language delays, okay? So when they get older and when they're even maybe 4 and 5, what we say is, obviously, you're not giving them technology, but you might sit a bit like you would have done with TV back in the day, probably yourself and myself would have done. You watch, you know, Sesame Street with your child. Well, this is the same. You might be watching something with the child and you're looking for something educational. As they get older and older, they will be using maybe your iPad for little things. And sometimes it's for school. They might be doing a little bit of research on a project or something. But the social media sites are only supposed to have users 13 and over, okay? So they were all designed for 13-year-olds up. However, we know that the children are actually going on sites way younger. I mean, we're very aware of that. There's research that shows, and this was Irish actually, and it was looking at 8 to 15-year-olds, and it was 90-something percent. I think it was about 97, 98% of them had their own access to social media, whether it was a phone or an iPad. So they're on it a lot younger. I usually say to parents, avoid actually giving them, if you're giving them access to the likes of an iPhone, you're giving them access to everything on the internet. So educate yourself about parental controls and things. You don't just hand over this device without really thinking about what you are allowing them access to. So really keep that in mind and then educate yourself and make your decision, because it is a personal decision for parents, but make your decision based on that information. Do I really understand parental controls? What do they have access to? Because I think we need to kind of come back to that every so often, that safety.
And don't be afraid to be a parent first, a friend after.
Oh, PJ, exactly. That is so true. I mean, when we're talking about kids online, we talk about the three C's, and it's inappropriate contact, and that's who they might be dealing with when they're online. And it's really important that parents are aware of this and they have the difficult conversations with kids. Inappropriate content, so that's the material that they might have access to online. Funny, PJ, we always say to parents, you keep saying to your children, no matter if there's anything that makes you uncomfortable, tell me. You know, tell me. Do always come to me. PJ, research with kids. The children say, well, they always tell me to, but no, they would take my phone away. So always make sure you say to a child, I will not remove your technology, but you must tell me. And then the final C is conduct. And that's their own conduct. And we forget about that one. You know, sometimes we tell them, okay, contact with people, content. But it's really important we have conversations about their personal responsibility. You know, if you wouldn't say it face to face, I get my kids to use the granny test. If you would not say that in front of your granny, you do not say that online. Yeah. But with the conversations, you know that, PJ, that it's so important that we sit with them and have them. Yeah. And not once, on an ongoing basis. Yeah.
There was a man called Simon Sinek, of whom you may or may not have heard. And a number of years ago, he did some videos on social media, of course, ironically, where he was talking about it being an addiction. And even addiction experts now say, yes, there is an addictive element to it. Should we watch our children to make sure they're not becoming addicted?
Oh, definitely, PJ. And I talk about in this webinar, it's next Wednesday, I talk about what we call mindful usage and unplugging them, because unplugging them is important, what we call unplugged time. Now, your child won't particularly want unplugged time, but unplugged time is making sure that you have all this other family time going on. It's balance. It's having balance in their lives, and because they really can become addicted. Say, even if you think of maybe, if you look at sort of computer gaming or whatever, I mean, there's a real danger there that if we don't have an awareness of how long they're spending online, that they can become addicted. I mean, their brains are releasing dopamine. They're thinking, this is absolutely wonderful. But can I say one thing, PJ? When we're talking about addiction, we need to look at ourselves, because very often we forget ourselves and we're sitting on the phone telling them to get off the phone. And that's so important. We need to learn to practice what we preach. We spend an awful lot of time online, PJ. And then we tell them not to.
The screen time counter on your phone, when it pops up your weekly report, I didn't really, did I? I didn't spend that much.
Exactly.
Oh, God, you do. When is the webinar? How can people get involved?
It's online. It's next Wednesday night. If they have a look at my social media, Dr. Mary O'Kane, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. The information is up there. It's by a company called Callum & Byrne. They find the information online and they can book into that. It's next Wednesday night.
Okay. One last one here. Someone has just asked on the phone, what do you think of the situation where China already are having to set up, and the UK, having treatment programs already for kids addicted to online activity?
Oh my gosh, you know, I saw that the other day, and I saw that China was talking about actually stopping, you know, access to the internet at certain hours for children, that they, you know, it's nearly like turned off because they were worried about parental control. I think it highlights to us, PJ, that this is a really growing problem, and educating ourselves, really stopping to think about, do you know, I think as parents, remember you were saying in the beginning, the kids think, oh, I know everything. We talk about them being digital natives and us not having a clue. It's education. We need to sit and have those conversations, because I'll tell you, PJ, prevention is a lot easier when they're absolutely addicted to phones, when they're on them right through till 4 a.m. It's very hard to get them off. If we can get in earlier, we're much better off.
All right, listen, Mary, we'll talk again on the Opinion Line. Thanks for being with us. That's Dr. Mary O'Kane, parenting consultant and psychologist, and that webinar is next week. If you go onto her social media, ironically, go onto her social media, you'll find all the details there. It's a 2-hour webinar, and it's on next week.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.